We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Zayin Omad Aleph, and we are starting approximately 7-8 lines from the top for Omar Rava. It's in our Mishnah that if a shor attacks a parah and it kills the parah and the ubar, so then you pay for the ubar and for the parah. Now, if you don't know if the ubar died first, before the attack, so then it's a suffix, so the Mishnah says that you only pay revia nezek, you only pay a quarter of the nezek. But how do you figure out the value of this vlad? So v'amar rava, in sham l'parah fnei asma v'l'vlad fnei asma. You don't evaluate each one by itself. You say how much a parah is worth, and kill the parah now, it's worth nothing now. You figure how much that's worth, then you take a vlad. How much do you pay someone pay for a vlad in the store? And then figure that out. You don't do that. El shaman levlad agai parah. You figure out how much, the way you figure out the value of vlad is, you figure out how much a parah is worth by itself, how much a pregnant parah is worth. And the difference between them, that is the how much you pay for the vlad. Why do you do this? It'll come out that if you do this, if you don't do it this way, you come out, you're making the mazik lose out. What you're doing is you're making the mazik lose out because the mazik's only supposed to pay for this type of evaluation, not each one by itself. And we'll see why not. Why taka shouldn't you pay for each one evaluated by itself? Tomorrow we'll talk about it in a second. The same is when someone knocks off the hand of his eved, of his friend. So there also, you don't have to pay for the value of the hand by itself. If you pay for the value of the hand by itself, so then what happens is that it's much more expensive. You ask a guy how much it was worth for him for his eved's hand to be knocked off. It's a lot of money. But an eved with a hand, an eved without a hand, so there it's a different type of value, the difference between them. You say if an eved with a hand is worth $1 million, an eved without a hand is still worth $950. But if you go over to eved who's a complete eved, say how much will you take to knock off the hand? You're not going to take $50,000. You need much more than that. So again, the way you evaluate is how much the eved is worth before and afterwards. Same thing. If you mazik the soda, which means you cut down all those trees and you eat his tool from his, you don't figure out how much that tool is worth by itself. You figure out the field, how much it's worth. In that field, how much it's worth before and how much it's worth afterwards because this went down. It's much less. For example, if you eat eat the whole row of tvor, you're going to pay a certain amount of money. But if you take a whole field, see how much it's worth yesterday, how much it's worth today, it's much less of a difference. So that's the way you figure out the mazikin. So in our Mishnah, we're saying when you shamal the parah of vlad, you're not shatzing up each one by itself. You just how much a parah of mubaris is worth and how much it's worth without having the ubar. If that's the din, remember here, we're talking about here that each person, it's a lot of dafka, but let's say here, each someone else owned each thing. Someone owned the parah, someone owned the vlad. But in any case, vidinu, if the din is that you evaluate each one by itself, so lichush mazik, so who cares if the mazik going to lose? That's his damage. If the Gemara should really say, like, why do you evaluate this way? Not because we're worried the Machas will lose. L'chari, if that's a din, who cares if the Mazik will lose? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Mishnah Omalei, Paro Ma'abarta Iskasach. I damaged a pregnant Paro. Paro Ma'abarta Shmilach. Same thing works, that it's not Pshat. The Mazik says, I didn't damage a Vlad by itself and a Shar by itself. And a Paro by itself. It's not what I did. My shar was mazik a pregnant parah. Even on side that it was mazik, let's say it killed the vlad. It was mazik a pregnant parah. So therefore, when you evaluate the damage, you evaluate a pregnant parah. And Tosis explains like this, that the other two were pashat, that's the way you evaluate. Let's say Tosis is inside. Different mazikah, e dinahu. Tosis says like this, soiver hamakshah, the makshah holds, kivin shaparah vlad shnei gufim heim, since the parah and vlad are two different gufim, which means two different beings. So shaman vlad, you should shaman vlad miyasva. You should evaluate the vlad by itself. It's one guf. Do we understand that that's the way you do the evaluation? Therefore, we ask idinu kashaniru matoicha svara. If the svara is the alfishen shnei gufim, that because two gufim you paid for each body by itself, lichosh mazik, which the mazik should lose. Mashani, hanami guf echa domi. Domle parama baris. So it's like one guf. It's It's one paro mu'beres, and therefore, the way you do evaluation is by evaluating how much it was worth before the attack and after the attack. You don't go to the lab by itself.
Can the stand field?
A field also, with handling an entire field, let's see, you damaged the field, so you...
Well,
you
could not send an entire wheat stock to one person.
I know, but we're talking about the value of the field. He's saving us now all his cost of tircha selling. We're not going like that. We're going like your value of your field. That's what we're looking at. We're not looking at the per wheat kernel. That's not what we're doing. You have no idea how many wheat kernels he ate. It's not how it's shotting up how much you sell it in the store for. He's shotting up his field. Okay, that's my answer. Bottom line is, we're saying here by Paro Mubarata is Kesach. So that's Mubarata. Pshita, Paro Dechad, Vevlad Dechad. Let's say one owns the Paro and one person owns the Vlad. And you're paying for it. So when you're figuring out the value, so now let's say that the Vlad got killed. So you figure out how much it's worth before. When it was Mubarak, it was worth, let's say, you know, $1,000. And now without the Uber and it's dead, without the Uber, it's worth $900. And now it's dead also. So you give $100 to the Baal of Lada and $900 to the Paro. How does it work? So it says like this. Pitma the Baal Paro. That it got fatter, for sure, belongs to the Baal Paro. The derech is, when the behemoth is pregnant, and same goes for humans, they eat more. And therefore, there's more fat. So the Paro is considered more valuable because it has more fat. That fat that's worth more because of that fat, that pasha that goes to the Baal Paro and not to the Baal Vlad. Even though it's the Baal Vlad can say is because of the Vlad, the Paro is eating more, but that's pasha, it's not machmas the Vlad. The Shaila is nafchamai, that looks bigger because of the pregnancy, it looks bigger because it has the Uber inside it, and that makes the value go up also. Who owns that value? Rav Papa Amar the Baal Paro, it belongs to the Baal Paro, because at the end of the day, the like Tosfos says, you can sell the Vlad by itself, and anything else that has to do with the Paro belongs to the Baal Paro. Rav Acha Breid, Rav Ika, Mechalkim, they split it. They both have a chalik in the Nafcha. So the halacha is, Chalkim, you are chalik, the value of the Nafcha. That means when you figure out this behemoth looks bigger, has more value, who gets that value? So that it's the real fact, that for sure goes to the Baal Paro. The Shaila was, that the volume that looks bigger, that who does it go to? Does it go to the Baal Paro or goes to both? And it's Machlokes here, V'achabarika says, Cholkim, Vilchasol Cholkim. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Hakadar Shehichnes Kederes Elochotze Baal Bayit. A Kadar, that's someone who works in the pottery business, he makes these earthenware kelim. He brought his Kederes, Lechotze Baal Bayit. For whatever reason, He wanted to sell it, and he brought a whole thing of kederes into the chatz baal bayis loy brishus without permission. Mishavrosam behemtish baal bayis. The baal bayis's behema came and broke it. Potter. The baal bayis is potter because you came into my rishus loy brishus. So therefore, if my behema damaged it, it's potter. If the behema hurt himself in this kelim, baal bayis. Balak there is chayiv. The balak there is chayiv for damages. You went into my rishus, put something there, my shor got damaged, you're chayiv. Vim hichas v'rishus, but if you brought him rishus, balak chotz chayiv. The chotz, balak chotz is chayiv for the damages of the kederes. Another similar halacha. The first one was, what?
I'm calling him
balak
bayis, which
is chaveri. Balak bayis is the owner of the house, and balak kederes is the owner of the kederes. Huh?
I understand it, but we never find him called.
No, it's a, okay. I don't know. What's the question? Why is it the chotz of baal bayis?
Yeah.
Hichnes peiros of lechotz of baal bayis. If you brought your peiros into the chotz of a baal bayis, shloibushos varushos, v'achlos on behemtosh baal bayis, and the behemoth of the baal bayis ate the peiros. Potter, the loch is that. He's potter because you brought shloibushos. If the behema hurt himself with those peiros, we'll see what that means exactly in the Gemara. Baal peiros chayiv, baal peiros chayiv. V'im hichlis b'rishos, you brought b'rishos. Baal chotz chayiv, the baal chotz is chayiv for the damages. Hichnis shorei l'chotz baal bayis. If you brought your shor, now the first two cases was the kedera, then peiros. Now what about a shor? You brought a shor in l'chotz baal bayis. You brought a shor into the chotza of the baal bayis. Shloim v'shos v'arishos. V'nochoy shorish v'al bayis. And the shor of the baal bayis attack this shar, your shar, or you should not school kalvus or vice, or the kelav bit it. The loch is the baal bais is part of, because it came from service shows. Nogachu shar so vice, if your shar attacked the baal bais shar, chayiv, your chayiv. Nofala bairai, let's say you brought a shar in service shows and fell into that guy's bar that was full of water, hivish meimav, and ruined the water, chayiv, your chayiv to pay for the damages. If the father or the son of the baal bais was inside the bar, Shalom is a kaifer. You have to pay kaifer for that. We'll handle. It's a tam. It sounds like it's a tam. Why is it tam? Being kaifer. We'll talk about that. Mimhiches bereshos. If it came bereshos, balachos is chayiv. If it came bereshos, then the balachos is chayiv for all damages, because we'll see. Like we saw three times already, that when you come bereshos, then it's ki'ilu the balachotzer is being mekabel achrayis on your things. So Rebbe argues this. Rebbe Omer, but kulan eini chayiv at shekabel of lishmar. All these cases that the baal chotzer is not chayiv until he's mekabel lishmar. You're still responsible for your shar. I'm not responsible for your shar, and therefore you're chayiv until I'm mekabel shmira. Clearly, but Tanakhama says if I give you a shush to come in, what I mean to say is come in and I'll watch it as well. So we had three cases in our Mishnah: the case of a gedera, the case of Peiros, and the case of a shark. So the Gemara, Taima the Shleber Shus. The whole Gemara that says that if Huska Behem Balak, that the Balak Deris is Chayiv, which means you brought your Kateris in, and the behemoth of the Balak Chotzer hurt himself, the loch is that you are Chayiv, the Balak Deris is Chayiv. Haber Shus. But if it came for Shus, Loi Mechayiv Balak Deris, Miska Behem Balak Chotzer. The Balak Deris is not chayiv in the nizik of the hemter of the Balak Chotzer. Lo Yamrina, you don't say kibule kabel Balak Deris the terusa the behemter Balak Chotzer. You don't say that he was makabel shmira on the behemoth of the Balak Chotzer. Now, for some reason, the Gemara names on that according to the Rabbanon or Agur Rebbe, the Rabbanon hold that when a Balak Chotzer says come into my rishus, so the halacha is the Balak Chotzer is chayiv in the kaderis, if the kaderis get damaged. Because he's mekabel to watch them. So the Gemara says that Rabbanon also hold that the Balak Kederis is chayiv niske baal bayis. Because when he gives you a shush to come in, the Balak Kederis was mekabel shmira that my Kederis should not damage you. That's the Gemara assumes. That the stoma is the Balak Kederis is mekabel shmira that my Kederis should not damage your shar. And here it says that if you have a shush, what's the halacha? You're not mekhaiv niske behemtoi. So how many? Who is that? Rebbe, don't mekabel stama like mekabel on terusa. All stama, you're not mekabel to watch. Amos sefer, imhichlas b'shus balachotz chayiv. If you came in b'shus, so balachotz is chayiv if any damage is done to the kederos. So also the rabbanon, the amri b'stama, not mekabel on terusa. They mekabel in the terusa. Mekabel watching. V'su, and now at the end of it says Rebbe, I'm mekulon eini chayiv ad sheyekabel val b'shush mishmar. Then the end of Mishnah says it's back to Rebbe Shita that says that you're not chayiv, that the Baal Chotz is not chayiv until it's mekabel shmira. So Reisha is safe for Rebbe Umtziyasa Rabbanon. Again, we are saying that the Reisha that says that if it'll be Rishos, so then the Baal Chotz, if the Kederis damaged the behema of the Baal Chotzer, the Baal Kederis not be chayiv. It came Rishos. So that means he's not mekabel shmira on the behema of the Baal Chotzer. And that is shver, because we're assuming that Fidel Rabbanon automatically, when he brings in something for a shush, he's mekabel shmira on his kederis that it shouldn't damage the Balak Chotzer. So that sounds like we're going to go into Rabbi. Then we have the Rabbanon that says that it says in the Mishnah that if he went for a shush, if the kederis got damaged, the Balak Chotzer chayiv. Sounds like the Rabbanon. And the Mishnah is Rabbi. So Reisha v'Seifa Rabbi in the middle is Rabbanon. Om Rav Zeru, Tav Rabbi Shon Zulu, Shon Zulu. Right. That Saka, one part of Mishnah is not like the other part of Mishnah. Rava Amano, Kula Rabbani, which means Stoma, the Balachotzes Makavel in Terusa. Kula Rabbani, Uveshush Shmiris Kaderas, Kibo La Balachotze, Bafil Nishma, Uveshush, when it's Veshus, Shmiris Kaderas Kabo La Balachotze, the Balachotze was Makavel to watch the Kaderas, Bafil Nishma Veruach, even if it broke in the wind, he's Makavel Shmir of a Kaderas. We're still missing part of Teretz. And you have to theorize that the Baal Hab Kederos was not Makabal Nishmira. only, we're going with the Rabbanon, and only the Baal HaChatz is Mekabel Shmir. He's Mekabel Shmir across the board, even in Nishma Beruach, which is not Negei really. The Ikar Taris HaGemar is that the Baal HaKadeirois is not Mekabel Shmir on your behema. So I'll read you like the Rosh explains the Gemara. Rav Amukah, I'm reading a Rosh now in Siman Gimel. Rav Amukah lo mitziyasa karabonon. Umaflik bein Baal HaChatz or Baal HaKadeirois. The Baal HaChatz is not a Shosa Baal HaKadeirois. The Baal HaChatz gave a Shosa Baal HaKadeirois to come in. Vehichnes Kadeirois of. And he brought his clerics in. Mistoma kibbal and terusa. He's mekabel to watch it. Since he lives there, he can watch it. Aba Baal HaKadeirois, shechlis kadeirois of reshus. But Baal HaKadeirois who brought his clerics in reshus, mistoma loy kibbal or shmiris behema the Baal HaChatz. He was not mekabel shmir the Baal HaChatz. Lefisha ain matzui etzik kadeirois of. Because he's not matzui by his clerics. He left. Leyachalishmar shlatuzik behema the Baal HaChatz. He's not staying. He doesn't live here. So the Ikka Gemara's teretz is that the reason why, in which case, then he's potter. If he went for shush, he's potter because he was not mekabel shmirah on the Baal HaChatz's behema. He's potter in the case. That's the halacha. He's potter. He's not chayv. He's not mekabel shmirah. He can't watch it. So what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz really is what Rava's teretz is that you made a mistake. You thought that the feet are abanon when you go on for shush to mekabel shmirah on the Baal HaChatz's behema. It's not true. The problem is, if you look at the Gemara's Lashon, the Gemara doesn't say anything about it. The Gemara just says something about that the Baal HaChatz has Mekabel Shmir on the Kedaris. What does that have to do with anything? If you look at the Rabbeinu Peretz, he is bothered by this. He says Rabbeinu Peretz brings down Peretz, of a Baal HaKadeirois, like Kibbal on me, the Baal HaKadeirois on the Kabbalah thing. Yesh le Tmoya, Zokter Rabbeinu Peretz. Amarle Omar Rava Behed Yehochi, the Baal HaKadeirois, like Kibbal on me, she said Ikka HaTeretz. It's Mouse missing Ikka HaTeretz. So, he's Ikka HaTeretz. So he says, the Rabbeinu Peretz says like this, that it's an Asinas Tam Uloimar, the Baal HaKadeirois like Kal Midi. This, what the Gemara is saying, is the reason why the Baal HaKadeirois is not Mekabel anything. The Baal HaChatz, Kibbal Shmiris Kadeirois, like Yushka Klal, I feel like the Ruach, the Baal HaChatz was Mekabel Shmiris so much on those Kadeirois, even if it gets ruined by something else. Amul Agamri Kabbal Baal HaChatz Shmiris HaKadeirois, I feel like the Hezek. He's saying, he was Mekabel so much Shmira that he was even Mekabel Shmiras of the Hezek of the Kedaris. And therefore, there's no way the Baal Kedaris will be Chayiv. So, I come on, bottom line is, it's all going to Rabbanon. When I tell you, come into my Rishus, no problem, I'm going to watch your stuff. That's what it means. But you're not watching your Kedaris from my behemoth getting damaged. That's what you're not doing. And that's how we learned over the Mishnah, it's all going to Rabbanon, not going to Rabbanon.